This is St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU, 67 degrees at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Wayne Pratt. Many residents of Ferguson and members of the city's police department are still trying to find answers following this week's shooting death of a 9-year-old girl. Relatives and neighbors joined officers last night to hold a vigil and release balloons in honor of Jamila Bolden. She was killed this week when someone fired into a home. The girl was hit by a bullet while doing homework on her mother's bed. Ferguson Police Sergeant Dominica Fuller says no arrests have been made and a motive is not clear.
Our community is helping us. We're receiving a lot of calls. Anytime a child's life is taken to gun violence, we're going to get as much help as possible. And we're pleading to the media and the community to help us get this resolved.
More than 200 people attended last night's vigil. Questions also surround the aftermath of a deadly officer-involved shooting this week in St. Louis. Many protesters who took to the streets after the death of Mansour Balbay say police did not give proper warning before dispersing the crowd with tear gas. St. Louis Metropolitan Police Chief Sam Dotson, who criticized the approach by police in Ferguson last year, says proper notice was given this week and he is standing behind the tactics used by his officers on Wednesday night. The procedure debate has emerged as residents of the North St. Louis neighborhood come to terms with the 18-year-old's death and the unrest that followed. Family members are also trying to make sense of it all. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum.
On late Thursday morning, Debbie Ball was cleaning up the front yard of a Fountain Park apartment where her nephew was killed. Police say Balbay pointed a gun at officers, but Ball says she's still processing what happened.
I haven't even looked at the news. To tell you the truth, I haven't grieved. I haven't done anything because it ain't registered in with me yet.
Ball witnessed protesters clash with police on Wednesday, a night that also saw a car in a vacant building burn. She says that shouldn't have happened.
I want the people not to be down here destroying our community down here because we ain't got nothing down here anyway, so what you want to come down here and then mess more of it up for?
Ball and other Fountain Park residents say the neighborhood has been plagued with crime, drugs, and violence. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
In other news, Missouri's governor is reiterating his support for turning Interstate 70 into a toll road as a means of improving transportation in the state. Jay Nixon says he believes the levy of a user fee for I-70 is appropriate.
Almost 9 out of every 10 pennies that would be spent there would be from folks outside Missouri with the federal dollars and then the folks traveling through here. So you can get a road built, 90% a brand new road by non-Missourians that we use a lot. I think that still is something that should be looked at very carefully.
He made the comments yesterday at the Missouri State Fair. Nixon also voiced support for raising the state's fuel tax to provide more transportation funding. Sunshine today with a high around 85, mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Clouds tomorrow, chance of showers, high around 80. It's 67 in St. Louis. This is St. Louis Public Radio News.